Welcome. You listen to Top Circle the Dark, playing Biltmore of the 21st, and now you're tuned in to the first Vancouver Right show with myself, Alex Biron. We're broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory, CITR 101.9, and I'm here with my co-host.
Hey, it's Simon Armstrong here. How's it going?
I'm going tired.
I'm tired. I didn't sleep. I couldn't sleep last night. I was so nervous.
Really? What are you nervous about?
I don't know. I'm going to mess something up, probably. I'm going to say a naughty word or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we hope you, the listener, is not nervous, because you're in for a treat. We're doing some talk comedy, as we have been doing on our podcast, which we're over 50 episodes in now. That really doesn't sound like that many, but whatever.
I mean, it's a lot for two guys who just meet up sometimes and do a podcast, you know? It's like people would not expect it to last 50 episodes. You can put the headphones on if you want. I mean, it's up to you. You don't have to.
Okay.
But yeah, hit the mic too. Yeah, okay. We're doing okay.
It's a mic test.
Can you hear everything?
It's on.
Okay?
I heard the bump.
We're doing live tests here, everybody. How you doing? How's it going? You can reach us at 604podcast@gmail.com if you have any questions, complaints, insults, comments. I don't know.
I like how anything. Half of those were negative things.
Well, that's what I'm expecting. Yeah. But, you know.
We got an email last night.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, okay. From Manveer Baring.
Okay, my man.
I did look him up on Facebook. There's a lot.
Okay.
So that's a common
there's
name.
There's a lot of them, really.
Where okay, he comes okay. from, yes. Right. He says, you guys should come to Vancouver.
I mean, Vancouver is in the title of our show. You'd expect us to be here, right. But okay, we can let that slide. How did you respond to that?
I said, I'm confused by this email. What do you mean by come to Vancouver? And he said, very helpfully, it was a joke.
Okay.
So, thanks for that.
Good one. I don't know. What do you say to that? I
feel like... Aha!
I had a good belly laugh at that one.
Yeah. You know, my girlfriend and I, multiple girlfriends. I'm a busy, popular guy.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And Simon had some broads over, and we were...
We don't call them that. I don't know. Is that allowed?
No, he had some women over.
Okay.
And men.
Yes.
And I was petting my dog, and what are we going to do for entertainment tonight?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Check the email.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. You got it up.
We put it up on the big screen. And we all chuckled. But you can always email us.
Yes.
And we, hopefully, if he calls in, are going to be talking to WWE Hall of Famer Jake the Snake later.
Yes.
At about 8:20. I was promised a call-in. So if he's...
We'll see. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things going into this. First of all, we got to learn how to work the phones, which will be an on-the-fly experience.
We have to not swear.
Okay. I think we're doing okay with that. I mean, what time is it here? It's 8:06. And we haven't said a naughty word yet. I mean, you said broads.
Yeah, you really... I saw the sweat start to...
Well, that was here already. Don't worry. I'm a sweaty man.
Yeah.
And we also have a YouTube. We have a Twitter, @VancouverRight. We have a Facebook page if you'd like to reach out to us.
Yes.
And you're not into the whole email thing. Because really, who emails anymore? I don't know. And, hey, we also have a PayPal set up if you're interested in sending us $2. Who knows?
Are we allowed to do that?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I just did it. We can't do that? No. Why not? I mean...
Don't send unrelated. Us money until we find out that that's okay.
Yeah. Unrelated. Yeah. Email us more for more details about the money thing.
Stop talking.
I'm panicking.
About that,
help
please.
Me. What? Yeah.
Well, we're at war, sort of.
Yeah.
Obama's meeting Putin. This is a big...
Putin. Yeah.
Putin.
Putin.
Poutine?
Yeah.
How do you say his name?
Oh, you Poutine joke user.
I don't know.
Oh. Yeah. All right.
But they're on
Are
good
you
terms
okay?
now.
You...
I'm fine.
Okay, all right.
Let me finish.
All right.
Because I was reading that apparently it's been tough for them.
I've heard that. Yeah. They don't like each other too much.
No, it's kind of tense. Weird handshakes.
Tense. Yeah, that's a good way to... I bet there are a lot of sweaty-palmed, awkward, you know, handshakes that go on between...
I bet
he
made poutine jokes too, and they didn't quite go over. But
no.
They were forcing a laugh, and the bodyguards were, you know. But apparently, the last time they met, a few days ago, they broke out into spontaneous laughter.
Oh.
And everyone was like, oh, this bodes well. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It's not a good sign when they're maniacally laughing.
It's nervous laughter, is what it is. Like, ugh. Oh, boy. What you think that World War III is coming, really?
I really hope not.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? What do you think would happen? There'd be a conscript, right? Or something like that, a draft.
Well, yeah. I mean, I want to say, oh, I don't want innocent people to... I just don't want to get drafted. I mean, that's I'm terrified.
They don't have a lot of coconut oil in the military, and you need a constant supply of coconut oil for your skin and for your hair. And
I've got skin issues.
Yeah.
I have mental health issues, though, so I'm really hoping that I can just really fill out the... Do you have mental... Yes. Have I made that clear? Yes.
Yeah,
I'm bipolar. you know, I'm seeing things right now. You know, we still need people. Oh no, have I mentioned that I'm actually, I believe I'm in space right now. We'll still take it.
They're just taking everybody. I mean, the good thing about me is if they bring back trench warfare, don't even have to. Oh well, okay. I'm just gonna abandon that joke entirely. Move on.
I want to hear, what would you do in trench warfare?
Well, I wouldn't have to worry about getting shot because, you know, I couldn't see over the...
Because of your stature.
Because I'm a short man.
Right.
Very short, man.
And my forehead would shine in the morning sun, and I'd get sniped.
You're a sniper's dream, really. Yeah.
Either someone has a receding hairline over there, or something, joke, insert.
Okay, very good.
But you know what? World War III aside, I've got good news.
Tell me.
Because the Giants are going to have stormtrooper outfits soon on the ice. What do you think of that? That's something good, right? Doesn't that fill you with joy?
No, wait a minute.
Yeah.
The Giants?
Yeah, that's a hockey team.
It's not a hockey team.
Who
are the Giants?
The Vancouver Giants.
I see. I thought you were confusing the New York football Giants for a second, but never mind.
No.
I see. They're going to be wearing stormtrooper. What do you mean?
It's like helmets. It's a stormtrooper design.
I see.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like, you know, because people like Star Wars.
Okay.
People are afraid of the war.
Are they getting sponsored by Disney or something now?
They're probably going to get sued.
They didn't ask permission. You
I really
think?
Hope so.
Oh, okay.
You know, they won't mind, right?
All
right,
I mean,
we're just a small time. Yeah.
I mean, they won't notice. Who knows? I mean, it's not like Star Wars is big, right? It's not a multi-million-dollar brand or anything.
I think it might be billion.
I mean,
it might be trillion.
I think it's trillion. Yeah, yeah. Those Yoda toys go for a lot, I think.
I always poke them.
Yeah.
There's a little button that says poke.
Uh huh.
And if you poke, you can hear. And they're always like, half of them are already broken in the store. And I'm like, this really shows the poor design of the Yoda toy, which he's supposed to be a master Jedi, a transcendental being. And I can't even poke his stomach and hear anything.
I mean, the whole poke me sticker was a terrible idea by the manufacturer.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're encouraging people to break the toys before they even...
Imagine how many people in the factory are just poking them.
Just to get through their day.
Yeah.
There is no try.
You know, just over and over. Oh, God.
Rights you have not.
Oh, God. You'd be so fed up with Yoda if you worked in the Star Wars toy factory. I think that bigger news for Europe, I mean, that happened over the weekend that everybody's talking about is David Hasselhoff changed his name.
Okay, why didn't we bury the lead? Why don't you?
Yeah. Come on. David Hasselhoff, I don't know. I feel like he's not relevant at all anymore, and he needed something to jump his fame back up because he changed his name to David Hoff, which, I mean, if you want to be honest, like, I feel like it's an incredible act of hubris because Hasselhoff is the only thing he had going for him, really.
Right.
That was it. David wasn't getting him anywhere. Hasselhoff was his entire career, and he's turned his back on it.
I think he's hoping that people will go with the now because you can't be the Hasselhoff, but you can be the Hoff.
Well, the Hoff was his nickname already. That's why he changed it, right? Like there's, you know.
So see, I didn't even know that.
Right.
I should probably, that should be common knowledge. I mean, I don't know a lot of things.
And
I did make a poutine joke earlier.
That's
but
true.
What do you think of that name?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like he dropped the only good part of his name, which is Hassle. There are hipsters in Vancouver who've changed their middle names to Trouble and Danger, you know?
I know someone who changed their middle name to Danger.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. But he could have jumped in on that bandwagon, right? He could have been David the Hassle Hoff. You know what I mean? Or something like that. Or, I don't know. Nobody cares about David Hasselhoff.
I mean, I think this is kind of mean, honestly.
Is it?
This is what we talked about. We weren't going to throw people under the bus. right off the bat.
You think we're going to get angry emails from the Knight Rider fan club?
God, I hope so.
Yeah. 604podcast@gmail.com.
What would you change your name to? If you were, because, you know, Hotshot sitting there. Oh, I know what he should do.
Well, that's the thing. Like, is there any non-annoying name change? I feel like everyone who changes their name is making a statement about it, and you know that everybody is going into that knowing that you have to tell everybody. Oh, sorry, it's Kevin now. It's not Steve.
Yeah,
I'm Kevin. Like, now.
Right.
I'm Kevin.
Like, I mean, I've been struggling. Yeah. I sort of changed my name recently.
I mean, you always had sort of a two pronunciation last name.
And it's really tough. People are still saying...
I don't even know what you go by at this point.
It's Alex, the Dragon Rider Byron. I told you. No, it's Alex Byron, but people say Byron, and I go, just, I don't... And it's always right before I go on stage.
Yeah.
You, the listener, I am a comedian.
Right.
That's the dynamic here. Simon's a radio guy.
Supposedly.
I'm a comic.
Yeah.
And hey, all right, make some noise for the next guy. I'm about to say his name wrong. It really kills my confidence.
Do you ever get B-Ron? Like, they don't even bother with the French accent?
All the time.
B-Ron.
Yeah.
I think that's what I say. I just say B-Ron.
B-Ron.
B-Ron. No, you want to drop the N?
It's out B-Ron. Of respect. This is a...
For who?
Okay. If Trudeau came in, when he comes in for the first interview.
Okay. It's Trudeau. So
he's,
have a little respect.
He's going to say, oh, it's great to be here with Byron. You know,
he's going to drop it. Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know. We're on the West Coast here. You don't have to. Yeah, there's an excuse for having shoddy French.
I'll take Byron.
Byron.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you would prefer Byron.
I'd love it.
I mean, yeah. I have a problem too because... I don't love my name, Simon. I feel like I kind of fell out of love with my own name when I first saw 1 hour photo with Robin Williams, because that character's name was Cy, and it always creeped me out a little bit. Side note to this, there's a scene in that movie where he sneaks into a stranger's house and then takes a dump on their toilet. You know what I mean? And they're not home.
Yes.
And that really creeped me out. And that's all I remember from that movie.
There's creepier stuff in that movie. But
yeah,
that was the
but he's sitting on their toilet, like, reading the little... Like, if someone broke into my house and started reading the little, you know, book that I have on the toilet tower. What's it called? The toilet box? The toilet tank. That's it. Yeah. I mean, what's it called?
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Let's devote more time to this.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, that always really creeped me out. But going back to the point here, I have another dilemma. Because there are two names that I really love.
Mm-hmm.
Todd is one. I feel like, you know, Todd's a nice guy. Todd's a guy you can...
When I hear Todd, I'm thinking someone who's both smart and humble.
What do you think of when...
A real humble smarty.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think of when you think of someone named Simon?
Do you want me to say?
Yeah.
When I think of someone named Simon, I think of someone who has a lot to compensate for. Yeah. Someone who's... A bit of just a real lack of potential.
Okay.
Yeah. Dirty, mean-spirited.
Dirty?
You might want to keep it Simon, man.
Why dirty?
I don't know. It's being because I know a Simon.
Yeah.
And it's really tainting.
It's really tainting it.
My perception of...
Well, the only Simon I know is Cy from 1 hour photo, so it's tainting my perception of it.
Do they ever imply that his full name is Simon?
No,
we
but
can
I
lift this veil.
That's true. I assume
not a veil, but whatever it is.
That's a veil. That was a fine word to use. You know, have a little confidence.
All right, it's a veil.
But then I have another dilemma because my other favorite name is Richard. So, like, that's a
Now you're talking.
Richard the Lionheart. You know what
Richard
I'm saying?
Richard is everything that Simon is not.
That's true. He's a
Simon says Richard does.
Oh no! Oh damn it! So I was thinking actually that maybe we could combine the two somehow. Like Todd Churd or something like that. Or, no, you know what's a good one? Ritod. I like Ritod. It's Richard and Todd put together. Why are you looking at me like that?
That doesn't sound good.
What do you mean?
That sounds like a word that we're not supposed to say.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's not, though. I'm putting Richard and Todd together. You think that I would get a lot of backlash if I...
What do we got coming up in the way of music?
Oh, coming up next is, we got John Waters, right? Is that what we're playing next?
I think it's Juan.
It's Juan?
Juan Waters.
I've heard it pronounced John, though.
Juan.
Juan.
Yeah.
It's Juan. That guy, did a name change.
All right,
too.
JW, if you're listening, you know, shoot us a text.
Yeah.
I really need to find out. Out of respect, there's a cool skit at the beginning of this music video that we're going to play. You won't be able to. Anyway, the song's called Sanity or Not, and it's kind of like a wrestling theme, which I thought would be cool. Now, I also want to make a note that in the middle of this song, there is a random silent joke where somebody rates women, men, dogs, and God. And Simon and I do not endorse.
Are you really putting a disclaimer on
the order? Yes.
Okay, well, interesting. I mean, fair enough, you know. But
enjoy. And hopefully we'll have a call-in from somebody who's a lot more famous than either of us.
Well, hold on. We're not playing it yet. We have a little time here.
All right. Well, read the ad that you were telling me about.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want to hear it myself.
I found this Craigslist ad for someone living at Main and Broadway. It's titled Naked Man in Lee Building. And so it's women. It's woman for man. Okay? So this is a woman writing this.
Okay.
I'm looking for the man who's frequently naked in his apartment. No judgment. I get it. I'm often naked in my own apartment as well.
Yeah.
The difference is that I don't live in an apartment with huge windows overlooking a busy intersection.
Yeah, well, excuse me.
Not looking for a meetup either.
She's looking for a meetup.
Well, maybe. Just curious about you because I've seen so much of you. Like.
And we have someone calling in. So let's pick up the phone.
All right. Let's do that.
Jake the Snake, can you hear me? Turn on the phones, things.
There we go.
Turn on your phone thing.
We're dealing with this, people.
All right.
All right.
Hello. Simon, make this happen.
We're trying. Hello.
I feel so bad that I interrupted that Craigslist bit.
I know, right?
That was going to be fantastic. Hey, well, Jake. Can you hear us?
Nope.
Oh, nothing. Right.
We're getting nothing.
WWE legend calling in. What do we do now? Okay, well, you struggle with that. Why don't you play some music?
All right, we're going to go to a
and
break
ads and promos and
which one am I playing first?
Or commit harakiri together.
Yeah, which one am I going for?
What? Songs or promos?
Which one do you want first?
Promos.
All right.
I love a good promo.
Do you?
Yeah. You get excited about stuff. I'm working it in. What can I check out in the future? I gotta let it in.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of
cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds big, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making
it. You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't.
You're looking at about the only thing your record's good for. What I'm gonna do to this blunt is kind of like what I'm gonna do to you. First, I'm gonna rip you open. Then, I'm gonna gut ya. And then, I'm gonna rip you apart piece by piece. But you see, Juan, unlike this blunt, nobody's gonna be putting you back together. Not after I'm finished with ya. You know, we have a little saying in Bay Ridge. Real? Recognize real. And let me tell you something, Waters. You're looking at the realest bitch in the world.
Confusion in my head and in my soul.
a sick picture. Shawn Michaels doing a backflip.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of
cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning.
From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow across the city, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
All right, welcome back to Vancouverite. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcast out of unceded Musqueam territory.
You may have heard us babbling about levels there as I turned on the microphones accidentally. Like, we're working out some kinks.
Yeah.
All right, but it's going to be fine. Jake the Snake might chokeslam me if he sees me. He called in 3 times, and I think we forgot to turn on the right button. So hopefully hopefully he calls in again. But if not, I don't know. You can see him at Laugh Lines.
You had no ending to that, really.
No, I mean, if not, go to his show. I really wanted to talk to him, so.
Yeah, I know.
It's a bummer. He invented the DDT.
Yeah, I know.
Bringing his unspoken word comedy tour to Laugh Lines tonight and tomorrow. We had tickets to give away, and we've made mistakes.
He invented the DDT. We don't know how to push a button, so. Yeah. What is the
DDT? Jake, if you're listening,
Wait a minute. Were you about to say, what is the DDT anyway?
Jake, if you're calling, please call us one more time.
Yeah. If you're listening, baby, give us a call.
Yeah. And let's finish that.
Let's talk about you turning the microphones on. What did you think?
Oh, excuse me for trying to get ahead of the schedule and make it work.
You are excused.
Yeah.
Because you can't, you know, when you turn a microphone on, people can hear you, right?
I reached very
What did you think? Did you think that, the radio waves know that we don't want to go over on air right now. So if I turn this on, I won't actually be broadcasting?
No, that would be stupid. No, this is, my life has always been like this.
Well, you do stupid things and then try to defend yourself?
No, I try to help. And people don't appreciate it because they're not on the same page. No, I was at this barbecue once, and I started like.
And you kicked over the barbecue and you went, what? I thought that's how you did
it. No, I started turning the meat and it created this huge. This is a long story. Okay. But anyway, read me the Craigslist ad.
Continue your barbecue story.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Good. You deserve to tell an embarrassing story.
We had these very rich neighbors where I lived before, and everyone wanted them to like us. I mean, who wouldn't?
Right.
And we moved in, and I was young and naive, and we just moved into this new place, and I find this spray bottle of pesticides in the garage, but I didn't know it was pesticides. I thought it was just like a cool thing, so I sprayed it all over like everyone's lawns, and I ruined all their lawns turned yellow. So everyone hated us. We moved into that neighborhood. But then eventually they let us come over. And like the barbecue. Oh, it's a sacred place. Yeah, can't touch the barbecue.
Yeah.
And
I feel the same way about this board.
Okay.
You need to keep your fingers off of it.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Sorry.
Unless you would like to sit here and you can control it. I'm fine with
that. I wouldn't.
I'm fine with that.
I wouldn't.
If you would like to do that. And you can work out how to answer the phone.
Okay.
All right. Let's get back into this Craigslist ad that I was reading.
We left off, which we
professionally cut out. We decided to start a bit.
Excuse me.
We decided to start a bit with 2 minutes before the break, and then someone called in, and we had to.
Well, at least the call led to some great on-air
That's
material.
That's true. Nobody out there is uncomfortable right now. These guys are not going to last. Oh boy. Okay.
What we need is a building collapse.
Yeah, right now.
If there was some sort of earthquake where the exits were sealed, because I have water.
Yeah.
And we could just broadcast for a while.
You'd be standing there going, oh, he's trying to help. And the building would be...
I tried to push you out of the way.
All right, so I found this Craigslist ad. Can we do this? This
yes.
bit has been so built up now.
Ah, I want to know.
Okay.
No, this is a tactic in radio. You keep them listening and then go on.
Tell me more about radio tactics. What about the buttons? You know a lot about those? Naked man in Lee building. Woman for man. Main and Broadway. I'm looking for the man who's frequently naked in his apartment. No judgment. I get it. I'm often naked in my own apartment as well. The difference is that I don't live in an apartment with huge windows overlooking a busy intersection. Not looking for a meetup either. Just curious about you because I've seen so much of you. Like, for example, what do you do for work? Do you have to pay for heating? Because I do. So I'm usually curled up in a blanket or wearing clothes during the colder months. Why are you home so often? Are you aware that everyone waiting for the number 3 bus can see you from the stop?
All right.
Ever think of getting tattoos?
That's a weird direction to take this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You feel like putting a toilet next to that big window was a poor design choice? You're a big hit with all of my friends on Snapchat. And my other friends that I live with. Tell me about yourself. Do you ever, that's the Craigslist ad. I mean, that's amazing.
I feel like I'm that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm naked a lot.
You are?
I feel like people can't see me. That's the thing. You feel like the window is a one-way window. And
yeah.
It's like, well, they're all so far away, and now it's over here.
I feel like you kind of know it isn't. And you're going,
I feel like I kind of like it.
You're like, this is a treat,
yeah.
You know? This is for everybody.
Allow me to bless you with my morning presence.
Yeah. Yeah. You're walking around with a cup of coffee, no pants on.
Absolutely.
Just stretching.
I walk around naked a lot. How about you?
No.
No?
No, I live with roommates, so unfortunately I can't do that.
Yeah. But you would.
But if they weren't there, I'd be sitting on their pillows, you know, all types of crazy stuff. Right?
You get into some hijinks?
Yeah, yeah.
When they're not around?
Yeah, yeah. I use their loofahs, you know. It's a little weird.
Yeah, the shared shower is unpleasant at best.
It's a the apartment, I live with two other people.
Yeah.
It's not built, it's a basement suite. It's not built for three people. So it's very strange. There's a lot of stuff in that bathroom that it's crammed.
You guys ever have a nice like dinner together? Sit down, talk?
No. I go straight to my room.
Yeah. Hello, bye.
Oh, hey, guys. Oh, yeah, yeah, we gotta go. Yeah, that's about it. I mean,
You know their names?
Oh, I know.
What are their names?
Will and Tifa are their names.
Those are like Final Fantasy VII names. I like that.
Well, this has been this is actually an interesting point. Tifa, her name is Tiffany, but she goes by Tifa.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Is it because of Final Fantasy VII?
Yes.
Okay, I like these people.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Will is into vaping. Quite a bit.
Liking him less.
Yeah. He covers the table with his vape juices.
Yes.
They're all over the place. He likes to smoke the, or vape, I guess. Pardon me. He likes to vape the, like, Captain Crunch and the Fruit Loops vape. You know, so the and he
cereal?
Yes, yes.
Do they have cereal milk? Because that would be a really nice
I'm pretty
nice
sure
one.
They do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to judge, but if I am going to judge... It's going to be vapors.
He takes like lung destroying bong hits in the bathroom too. Are we allowed to say that? I don't know, but yeah, like blows it into the fan.
I don't know. It's not a drug. It's a legal.
That's true. I didn't say what was in the bong either. So, I mean, it could be tobacco.
Oh, okay.
I mean, in fact, it is partly tobacco, which is even crazier. But our bathroom fan broke recently. It's going like, and it's because his lungs.
I can't take anymore. No,
it's greened out. Really, you know?
If that was a Pixar like personified vent, it would be choking and dying.
Oh my God.
Please, no more.
No more.
How about a little Captain Crunch in there? Mm.
Yeah, and well,
Crunch Berries.
He's doing the vape thing, which is huge. It looks like an external hard drive.
You know what it looks like? It looks like the front part of Han Solo's gun.
Yeah, the one he has looks like the whole gun, though. It's like got this huge chamber on it. Like,
I wish it was a real gun. No. Put that in your mouth.
Everything. That's my roommate. All right, he's
okay.
Listening.
No, sorry, Will.
No, he's not listening. He's probably at work right now.
Where's he work?
He's a
give away all his details.
He's an actor. He's a stand-in actor. I always love that. Like, how do you get those jobs? I don't understand.
I think you just walk in.
You just walk in and
yeah.
go.
Yeah, walk in, stand in.
I'm here.
No. Yeah. I don't know. I've always wanted to act.
Yeah.
I think I'd be good at it.
Yeah. Do you have like a favorite scene or something you could act out for us right now?
I really like that scene in The Dark Knight where he just takes the pencil.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think...
Is that what you want to do to me right now?
Yeah.
Do you know some of the dialogue from that?
I'm not doing Dark Knight dialogue.
I want you to do some dialogue for us. Like, where's Harvey Dent or whatever he says? I don't know.
Okay, let me
work on that. Pick another movie, like, you know. Could do some Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that movie.
Okay.
But I think I'm more of a refined, subtle performer.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I would be... I could do, a real-life story of someone battling mental illness. And speaking of mental illness, I've actually been forgetting to take my meds.
Oh, that's great.
But
okay.
But then sometimes I take them and then I can't remember if I took them. And I've tried every different sort of, there is one fail-proof plan and it's the days of the week pill bottle. But I really feel like that's kind of
that's geriatric.
Yeah.
You're stepping over some kind of bounds when you go for that thing.
That really reminds me of my own death.
My Nana.
Too much.
Oh, time for Nana's horse pill.
Yeah.
Oh
gosh.
It's Tuesday. Alex needs his Adderall.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't take Adderall.
I don't know what you're taking. Yeah. I know nothing about it.
And it's, so I try classier, more glamorous. Oh, I'll have an iPhone reminder.
Yeah.
Ring-a-ding. But then it just goes off randomly in the day, and there's no way of confirming done. And then I tried taking out the bottle and opening it, and it's like, okay, if I see it open, that means take. And then you close it and put it back, and that means done.
Okay.
But sometimes I'll see it open, I'll be like, but maybe I forgot to put it back. And then I'll take it again. And then I'm like, if I'm taking extra pills, do I become extra sane?
No, that's not how it works.
Probably get
your
blood
liver,
problems.
Your liver shuts down.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, it should be a good thing, you know.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Well, I don't know. I'm feeling... Not feeling that great. I think I've hit the two extremes. My blood is not good. Something happened yesterday that was very poor that I can't say on the air. a very bad
I think I understand. You say blood, and you know what everybody immediately thinks of. So I think that's what I'm...
Sure, think of whatever you're thinking of. It happened to me.
Yeah.
And then also my brain's not okay. Yeah, no. Can we just leave it at the
nobody knows. Okay, keep going.
Education.
Educational dysfunction.
My brain it doesn't feel good. I was talking to somebody yesterday.
Oh no.
I was talking to somebody yesterday and I went, I just feel empty. And they went, yikes.
It's never a good thing. Was it just a stranger at a coffee shop?
You never want to hear yikes.
No.
Ever. About anything.
Mm.
Unless it's like, you wouldn't believe how much money I made this year. Tell me. No, you wouldn't believe it. I should have been worried. Ooh, yikes.
You know,
Sheila. A lot of boats.
Sheila, I wrote you this poem. Yikes. Sheila, I really want to take our relationship to the next level.
Hold up.
Yeah.
That was way too quick not to be coming from... was there a Sheila in your
Me
past?
Me and Sheila are having some problems. No, I've never met a Sheila, actually.
You know what's weird is that that's the stereotypical secretary name. But,
Sheila.
But I've actually met two Sheilas that are secretaries.
Sheila sounds kind of like a comic book heroine, you know? Like Sheila of the jungle. I don't know. It's a good name.
Sheena. In the Dune books, there's so many SH and then just a combination of vowels, and you really started dialing in those names. Shiana.
he was getting lazy, you know, just tearing them up.
All right, there's sandworms, and do we want this? All right,
shandworms, if you will. Oof.
Oof. Yikes.
Yikes. Oh boy. Are we gonna go to break now? Anything?
I mean, why would you make it a seamless segue when we could?
It is a seamless segue.
Talk about it. Well, I think Jake the Snake is done.
Jake the Snake has fled. Yeah. We knew we were going to mess that up.
Yeah. How much confidence did you have that was actually going to turn into a successful?
None.
Right.
There is a full sheet here that explains everything you need to do. Unfortunately, as someone calls in, you don't have time to read six paragraphs. It's a 1,000-word document in front of me here. How to answer the phone. Receive a call.
Here's a haiku. Pick up the phone. Oh, don't do it. Haiku,
no.
Anyway, let's listen to some stuff that isn't us talking, and then a song. we're going to be hearing Leave Your Car by GG Love. They're from Montreal. And then we'll be back with some great radio bits.
Understand more about fashion. We asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Show.
All right, you're back with...
Decline. Drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water. And never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
All right, welcome back. What happened? What just happened? You're listening to Vancouver, right, on CITR 101.9. What just happened? We had a good second break there where we talked about maybe a little bit about boundaries and this board being a nice little this is my board, okay? And I politely said if you'd like to control it, we can switch seats and you can wear it. And then you went, I don't know why I touched it. I'm sorry. Like I don't know. And I went, yeah, it's okay. We're both kind of panicking right now. It's fine. We're just figuring it out. As that second song finished, you leaned in and turned the mics on yet again. What happened?
Okay, I heard silence.
You're a fool.
Yeah.
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 I was just trying to
What? You're like a small child who's crayoning on the wall. And I go, don't, what are you doing? You can't crayon on the wall. There's paper
here.
There's paper here for you. Use that. And I leave the room, and I come back, and you're crayoning on the wall again.
I have a developing brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
The problem is you don't have a developing brain.
I mean, I just heard silence, and then I went, oh, this Simon needs me, because you weren't there. And then I didn't know, so I thought, he'll see this.
Let me explain something to you.
Okay? We're back.
Let me explain something to you. There's a program here on a computer screen, right?
Yes.
That we play the music from and the ads. Unfortunately, not all the music we've been playing, which you just heard, who? GG Love with...
I liked the song. I was
excited. Yeah, it was a good song. It was.
GG Love. Leave Your Car.
Yes. So that's not in this program that we're playing the music from. And I'm playing it from the SoundCloud. So I have to switch between... the programs, right, in the Windows.
All right, but two strikes.
Yeah.
I have done.
Yes.
So what's going on with you? How's your life?
Weren't you just like chastising me for poor transitions like 20 minutes ago?
Yeah, well, I haven't hit my third strike. Yeah. If I ruin the board again
just
in the next...
Just keep those sweaty hands where they are.
Okay.
Just away from the board. I mean, you're going to short it out, first of all, with your dripping fingers. And you also just shouldn't be touching my buttons.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes. Good. Thank you. Thank you. So what's going on?
Well, you know, I don't want to make it too Alex heavy.
I see.
There's been a lot of me talking and me making mistakes. But, you know.
I think it's been fairly even.
I'd like to know, you know, besides watching your roommates vape.
Yeah.
If there's any... maybe some love.
Some love in my life.
Blossoming in the wintertime, filling the skies with sun and hope.
I wouldn't put it that way.
No, not quite.
No. It's, I don't understand signals very easily. And I'm also very slow to move. You know what I mean? For example.
Sloth.
Someone, well, yes, very sloth-like.
They actually are covered in so much bacteria. Did you know that they have their own, like, ecosystem?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I'm very sloth-like.
Mm-hmm.
Very dirty, disgusting.
Things growing on you.
Slow moving. Yes, hair. You wouldn't know anything about it. Somebody came up to me and went, I had a dream about you where you were my boyfriend, right? And this is somebody that I've been talking to for a long time, you know? And I just go, okay, I don't know. Like, what do I do? What do I do now? And then the next, you know, a couple days later, she goes, oh, do you think my hair smells good? gives me a nice hug, puts the hair into my face. And I go, okay, yeah, it smells good. Yeah.
Do you feel like she likes you?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Well, why would somebody do stuff like that if they didn't like you?
I don't know. I feel,
no,
I don't know.
Tell me. Let's play.
You're friends, you know?
I'm your friend.
Yeah, well.
And I don't go.
Are ya? it's slipping away, I think.
No, but really, I mean, what, she's sitting on your lap. She's going.
Not that.
You know, nothing makes me feel closer to you than touching, and I'm, my subconscious is producing. You know, when I'm in a deep slumber where, you know, the superficial is gone and what's really important is coming out, I'm your girlfriend and we're walking around happy. You know, you don't think that maybe. I know, maybe I'm reading into it too much.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
Simon, well, you the listener.
Yes.
Must know that there's this woman, a lovely woman, that's for months now has been doing, writing him notes.
Yeah.
Smell my hair. It's delightful. How did her hair smell, by the way?
It was the best thing I've ever smelled.
Yeah, of course it was.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do about this?
Nothing.
Why?
Well, you know, I don't know. Because
I know you don't know.
Well,
I
do know because it's too late now. I think it's
never too late.
It is too late. There's another man in the situation, and it's gone.
I saw them together.
Yeah.
There's no passion at all. Yes, he's tall, but that's pretty much it. That's all he's got. I know nothing about him. But
you don't,
seriously,
yeah,
I mean
no,
this is,
that boat has long sailed.
No,
given up entirely on that. I don't care about it.
If this was The Notebook
anymore,
you'd be building the house right now. She's with the other guy. This is things get worse before they get better.
I'm not interested in it anymore.
No. All right.
I'm fed up. You know what I mean?
Fed up
I'm
is
fed
mean
up.
Doesn't mean you're not interested.
I'm fed up with myself and
yes,
I'm just fed
that's
up
fair.
In general.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't wanna think about this anymore.
Yeah. I think this is really the board thing. It all comes back to that, you know?
Yeah.
It's not about the board. It's every time I reach over, you're smelling, what was it, lavender?
Yeah.
Eucalyptus?
No, it is about the board. Don't touch it. Don't touch it, you fool.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean,
touchy-feely fool.
How many times do I have to tell you to just ask her out?
I don't want to anymore. I've moved on. I'm not even interested anymore.
All right, so what's the future hold? Because she's going to keep – here's another question. If you're not going to ask her out, she's going, hey, you know, I sculpted my body and I made you a little statue. And I wrote a list of all the things that I love about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it tattooed on my inner thigh in Sanskrit. And I just want to say I love
Sanskrit.
You. Sanskrit. Sanskrit. Hey, whatever that thing's called.
Yeah, right. That ancient, beautiful language, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, writing. It's not a language, anyway.
Shiona.
Yeah.
Writer of Sanskrit.
Sanskrit. Ugh.
What do you, at a certain point, do you go, hey, listen.
I think you might like me. Yeah, no, I don't know.
You can't say that.
Yeah.
Hey, I think you might like me. She's just doing.
Breathy.
She's just doing it because she fears rejection as much as you.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
But it's gone, though. I'm telling you.
Is
this.
It gone because you're smelling her hair?
It's yeah. I don't know, man.
She's dangling her. Trust me. I
won't trust you. That's
I value
the first
hair
thing.
Follicles.
Yeah, you do.
I wish I had more.
Yeah.
And hair is no. It's like in Pulp Fiction. Oh, it's just a foot massage. No, it's more than a foot massage.
Mm.
Hair is God's gift to our skin, and to share that with someone. Is a beautiful thing.
You've gone off the deep end.
Yeah.
You've gone. You really do need to take your meds.
Yeah.
I love hair. I really like hair. I feel like you're a wig guy. Like you got wigs at home.
Thanks.
At home on mannequin heads.
Well,
you don't wear them. You just stroke them.
I have a receding hairline, so I could get a wig just for
a
the
receded
hair.
Receded hairline. Really?
I could get a reclining hairline. It's taking it easy. I could get like a wig just
oh,
for that
boy,
part.
Is it? Yeah.
A wig just for the hair
a
I've
front,
lost.
A frontal wig.
Yeah.
A hairpiece.
And
if
a frontal
you will.
Lobotomy. To put myself out of my misery.
Yes, that would benefit us all.
All right, well, music for the show comes from our lovely friend Sarah Baca, who has been programming that. And
thank you.
This is our first show. There hopefully will be more. You can always reach us at 604podcast@gmail.com. You can go to Facebook. And message us for two tickets for tonight or tomorrow for Jake the Snake. You can find my events for my stand-up comedy. And you can join us next week, 8 to 9 a.m. on CITR 101.9, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory.
Same place, same time, everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why you're doing the outro. We have 5 minutes.
Because we're going to play the song and the stuff,
uh-huh.
And then it's just going to be a seamless transition out into the morning where you can hear the next show, which is the Community Living Show. And that's a good show. And I would love you to contribute right now.
The problem is that I got to set this crap up here. So let's.
Well, it's high technology.
I got to set this stuff up. This wonderful, good.
Working out the kinks together.
Yeah. All right, we got it. We're gonna do this here.
This is like a beautiful baby tooth coming through the gums.
Yes.
Yep. And you go, ow, it hurts. Oh, don't turn the mic.